Alison Topping, PharmaNord UK's finest when it comes out to sending out all sorts of things, is with us now, Ed. Are we not lucky or what?
We're more than lucky. So, Alison, explain your role within PharmaNord for us.
Well, I'm the secretary to the managing director, but I also help out with the sales department at the moment. I have somebody on maternity leave, so...
So hardly anything, then?
Not a lot. No, not a lot.
Which is why it's good that you work for PharmaNord, because your body deserves the best, and you're clearly looking good on it.
Thank you very much. Yes, I do take the supplements as well.
That's
so.
What I was trying to ask you, without kind of asking you. Did you just detect that?
Yeah, just a little.
So go on, sell them for us.
Well, I take the Q10. Gives us loads of energy. Need it for this job role, definitely. And I also have another job as well away from here. I do beauty and massage, so I'm very into skin, hair, nails. So I also take the MSM and silica, the pycnogenol, which obviously then I can introduce that into my second business as well. And I must admit, I'm really finding the benefit from those.
That's a consistent line in the narrative of the company, and we've worked obviously with Bent for the last 8-9 years, yeah. And so on. It is a product that actually works, and it does help address a whole range of issues from that, yes, point of view. Pycnogenol, a word we haven't actually heard in this little documentary before, but I mean, that used to be stripped from the barks of trees and all, yes, sorts of other areas. It's the sourcing of the ingredients, but the standards is really at the top of the range.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, obviously, some supplements you can get a lot cheaper sort of off the market, but they don't have the research and the backup that obviously PharmaNord insists on doing.
So, Alison, in terms of your own time with the company, and you've been with the company now for how many years?
Since December, so okay. Not very long at all.
So, just talk about coenzyme Q10 in terms of one example of that, because yeah. I mean, I've talked about this with Dean, etc., and I shared my own experience insofar as I was initially very sceptical when people said, well, try coenzyme. I said, yeah, okay, we'll go for that. Yeah. That sort of impact, and Ed here is just about to start a sort of trial package for the whole thing. So what sort of things do you think Ed should be looking for in terms of saying, will there be a noticeable difference? How do things sort of work?
I must admit, I've more found, well, certainly come afternoons, that could be quite tired, sort of, because then I leave here to go and do another job.
Multitasking, you see. As a woman, you should be able to cope with
exactly.
that easily.
No problem. Sorry, I forgot what the question was.
In terms of the coenzyme Q10 and the sort of impact that it actually has in terms of a product that does work for energy levels.
Look out for, yeah. It's, I must have, like, from taking it, there was a period of time, a couple of days, that I was away, so I'd forgotten to take it with us. It was then that I really noticed the difference when I'd stopped having the product. I mean, obviously, I've get through each day, feel like I do have more energy, but it's actually when you're not taking it that you think, come to 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, so I feel really quite lethargic.
And indeed, as Dennis Gore regularly will actually say when he's not actually demonstrating his very fine abdominal muscles on air, which is always quite extraordinary, but it is that notion that, you know, our highest production of Q10 occurs when we are actually in the crib as a baby. After that, it pretty much is dropping off all the way.
After that, yeah, so that's it, and obviously the older we get, the more, I suppose, you need to think about that.
And, exactly. Or as we like to say, experientially enhanced, but that's no one.
I like that better. I do. It's obviously, as I get older, it is, you do sort of think about your health a lot more.
I think it's fair to say that from the listener's point of view, this is not an addiction. It's not going to say you come off and you think, oh, cold turkey, etc., because it's not a drug. But
it's just, I do feel the difference in just, I haven't got as much energy come sort of 2-3 o'clock. It's, yeah, I can tell I haven't had that.
And the short-term hits you possibly get from caffeine or various other things, they are pretty much awkward because they're not really what the body's designed for.
Exactly.
Really.
It's sort of like a false sense of
It's a false
energy,
hit. It's like, really, it's like the sugar blast you actually get. It's not going to work.
Exactly. I've
I don't know if that helps.
Tooth, but happily eat the sugar, but it's not beneficial at the end.
Biochromium, that's what you need.
I've got a list a mile long of what I take. It takes about an hour every day.
I was very impressed also by the location and also the building that you work in. So things like environment are also really important to well-being, and it seems like a very, very nice place to work.
And it's very, well, as you can see, obviously you do have your other areas, but still very quiet, which I think, so it's lovely at this time of year, you can just go and sit out at lunchtime. It's nice and quiet, peaceful, and get away from the madness of the phones for a little while.
I'm very impressed, Alison, as PA, you've also ordered the sunshine for the day, for the 25th.
There's nothing I can't arrange, really.
We'll have to make you available for Siren FM, really, clearly.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Alison Topping, fantastic chatting with your good self. We must take some photographs of yourself with Ed, hopefully with some of those wonderful 25th anniversary balloons. That'd be good for
them. Lovely. Yes, thank you, no problem.
Now, one of the things, Ed, you commented on, because this is your first trip to the Pharmanord headquarters at Morpeth, in the UK at least, you said what a fabulous working environment this is.
It is. I have absolutely no idea where I am this morning. I've been driven from somewhere to somewhere to somewhere, including
Darlington
and
Hartlepool.
I mean, I could be anywhere.
You could.
But I'm glad to be here, because it's so calm, and you've got the trees through the window, big open spaces, people working hard, including Michael Dobson and Hannah Wieter.
And also the healthy nature of the employees. I think you've also said that you've never seen a company that's had so many healthy-looking employees and happy employees as well.
I did, you know, I'm just feeling virtuous that I didn't have a glass of wine last night.
So let's turn to Hannah first. Hannah, your role within Pharmanord?
I'm a technical advisor.
Okay, so talk to us about technical advisor. Are we talking about packaging, product? What's the sort of official line you do here?
Bit of everything. packaging, products, and talking to the customers, do a lot of as well.
So you're likely to be somebody who, if somebody listening to the podcast goes on to multifits.co.uk or pharmanord.co.uk, picks up the telephone, they might end up speaking to you yourself, if they're very lucky.
That's true. Okay. Exactly right.
So what have been the craziest requests you've actually had?
Oh, I don't know if I should release.
You don't have to name names. Just
no. No, there's lots, but you know, I'll always give them.
You're in a virtuous position, really, basically you've got solid through some rotations. Let's turn to Michael. Michael, your role?
I'm the commercial manager for Pharmanord Specials. So we deal with the prescription-only products that we sell into the NHS. So hospitals, community pharmacies on prescription only.
Now, given that one of our stations, Southside Broadcasting, is the radio station for the James Cook University Hospital, that's obviously a critical thing. And it's something, again, we were talking about earlier, that it's not just a product, Pharmanord, that's there as one of a plethora of health-based products that go from California to Calcutta in various ways. This is something which also has that scientific verisimilitude behind it as well.
That's right. We have our major product for Pharmanord Specials is a melatonin preparation. In Europe, it would be sold over the counter like the rest of our products, but in England, it is an unlicensed medicine, so it's only available on prescription. Right. It's our biggest product that we sell for mainly for paediatrics for sleep disorders, and it's used by the majority of hospitals and community pharmacies. It's the most widely recommended brand in the UK at the moment.
Ed?
I'm just taking it all in. Tell me a bit about Q10 from your point of view, Michael.
Q10 is majority used by the supplement side of the business. Now, we have an EU-licensed Q10 preparation, which we sell into hospitals. So it's an unlicensed medicine in the UK, but it holds a full marketing authorization in another EU member state. So in terms of prescribing risk, it's the lowest risk prescribing option for Q10 in the UK at the moment.
And we've been talking about, obviously, the energy values of Q10. Ed, of course, being one of the trialists very shortly, Hannah, so who knows, he might be on the telephone to you, could start saying, "What do I? How do I open up this package?" But in terms of that, another point which is worth noting is how something like Q10 can also help recovery from cardiac issues, from heart challenges, from all sorts of things. It's really got a ubiquitous role in the whole health industry.
That's right. The product that I deal with, which is an unlicensed medicine version of Q10, is called Myoquinone, and that was the product which was used in the Q-Symbio study by Dr. Mortensen. So we'll be working towards trying to get this product prescribed by cardiologists in the UK, and that's our next project for the company.
Hannah, one of the things we regularly find out from Dennis Gore when he gives us his regular fortnightly mini lectures, which is phenomenal in itself, really, is this range of conferences he attends and obviously scientific background from that. Do you have a kind of encyclopedic memory and knowledge, sort of, so you say, yes, well, that actually was referred to in the Barcelona conference of whatever. This is what we're talking about here.
No, I'm not quite as good as Dennis, but I use PubMed mainly as my memory bank.
That's perfectly good. A good sort of line for from that sort of point of view. And again, some sort of question, do you actually benefit from the products yourself?
Yeah, I take the fish oil and the vitamin D. I don't take Q10 at the minute, but I certainly would in later life.
Possibly when Michael starts working, but you know, he's just sort of positivity from that, which is great. And of course, as Linda Lasardi would say, it's never too early to actually start with respect to the whole thing. So good piece on that. How long have you been with the company, Michael?
I've been here 2 years this week. So I joined in 2011 in September.
And your thoughts on the whole process? I mean, this is obviously this could have an impact on your possible salary increase, but you know, so
it's fantastic. I mean, the company's very well established in the UK. And through the work I've been doing the last couple of years, we've come even more established with the NHS, and we're just hoping to go forth and keep growing.
I was saying to Dean and indirectly to Bent as well, we've chatted, that it's almost like a dream job because you've got a product here which is good, it's ethically sound, it helps people, it's generally a win-win situation, is affordable. Is it a case of you go to work thinking, just polish my halo now?
No, there's a little bit more work which goes into it. Trying to influence prescribing guidance for the NHS is quite difficult, but we've got very good products here and we always succeed in what we do here.
And Hannah, from your own perspective, your own little life path, how has it brought you to Pharmanord?
Well, I studied a Master's at Newcastle University
in
Medicinal Plants and Functional Foods. Yep. So that was just a year ago. So I finished that and I joined here straight away. So I was very fortunate.
So it's one postgraduate success story in that thing. Would you like to give our postgraduate student here, who's doing an MA Community Radio, due to myself here, what advice do you think he should actually have for the... Because he's just doing his dissertation.
Oh, the dissertation's hard. Ignore the sunshine outside and just get your head down, really, I suppose.
Does that help it?
Yeah, that does help. That's very good. And also what's helped me is the poster you have behind your desk, which says no one can predict to what heights you can soar. And I wonder if that was put for Pharmanord 25 years ago, because it seems quite appropriate to see it today.
It probably was put up there for 25 years ago.
Excellent. Hannah and Michael, many thanks indeed. Just a final sort of question. 25 years, obviously, a special thing is happening. We've got is it gold-plated or genuinely gold, the mortar and pestle there? It does look wonderful, the official signifier.
We actually take this on show for all the exhibitions that we go to, and it is one of the most sought-after things at the exhibitions. People love them.
I'm not surprised, exactly. So what are you most looking forward to today?
I'm just looking forward to meeting all the people, all the clients that we deal with, and having a great day, really.
And Hannah?
Yeah, the same. Just celebrations.
Celebrate good times, as Cool and the Gang said. It's almost a cue for a song, but we won't do it at this particular stage. Hannah and Michael, many thanks indeed. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.